But right now, let's bring today to beautiful Merab. It's really the Merab of overhead consciousness. The bigger picture, the bigger view. It's actually ultimately really just another name for wisdom. People tend to focus on kind of the little stuff. They don't understand the real energy flows, what's really happening in their own life, much less the planet. It's pretty easy actually to rise above that and go beyond even just the what the mind is thinking into overhead consciousness, the bigger picture. What's really happening on the planet? It's easy to say right now that, oh, look what humans have done to the planet. The oceans are rising. Polar caps are melting. The bees are dying. Look, shameful humans, what you've done. That's a little short-sighted. The big picture is that Gaia is leaving. Leaving because it's time for humans to take care of the planet. Well, it's not a bad thing. And, you know, when Gaia's leaving, things are going to change. And maybe the bees, you know, they're going to be replaced by something else. Maybe there's no need for bees. And maybe there's a warming on the planet as part of a cleansing and a changing taking place. And maybe it's all drawing more awareness to the fact that humans are on this planet and they need to care for it. Maybe the overhead consciousness is ultimately humans will start to realize that there's more to life and existence than just the physical body and the 3D reality, the forests, the trees, and the birds. And maybe there is a reason why we're here. And maybe that will help them to ultimately understand that it's ultimately all about consciousness and energy. We're a little ways away from that right now, having that kind of understanding, but you can almost see with our overhead consciousness of where things are going. Now, it's not about who polluted what. It's about acknowledging that we infused our consciousness on this planet. We're in our own living beautiful, beautiful reality of life force energies, like in an atrium, with everything growing around us, and we infused ourselves here, embodied ourselves in this, and that's what's really happening. Let's not worry about whether 2 inches melted off the polar caps. It's more about understanding our responsibility to the planet. Overhead consciousness is about really realizing what's happening with humanity right now. Not getting caught up. I see so many of you getting caught up in the small stuff. Saying, oh, it's so crazy out there. Well, of course it is. There's a lot of changes taking place. Of course it is. But you know, these changes were precipitated by bringing more consciousness to the planet, more light. And now things change, things that were out of balance. Whether it's a financial system, whether it's health, healthcare. These are all changing, whether it's work dynamics. Look at the change in just, 2.5 years in the dynamics of the work environment. They say that, 25% of the workforce in developed countries just walked out, said no more. And I stand up and applaud. No more of this demeaning work. No more of abuse from bosses and owners. No more. They just walked out. All these changes are taking place. And by the way, in the overhead consciousness, look what's happening. Workers walk out. People own restaurants, small businesses, manufacturing plants, throwing up their hands. They can't get workers. Who's going to do the work? What happens is this brings about robotics, artificial intelligence. That's who's going to do the work. And it's about time. Why should humans be sweating away at menial, degrading, low consciousness jobs with low pay? Enter the robot. Enter artificial intelligence. It's part of the development of the consciousness on the planet. Why should any human do demeaning work? That's what's happening here. That's the bigger picture. Don't get caught in the little stuff. Don't get caught in politics and small details. Look at the bigger picture, where the planet is going. Yes, there are wars on the planet right now also. But there is a bigger picture. First of all, number one would be maybe showing the humans that this whole thing of war and suffering, it's old and it's time for it to go. And then it's also old energies in the ground itself, in the land, that are coming up now to be released. And sometimes it brings up very old issues. Whether it's Ukraine and Russia, whether it's Israel and Palestine, no matter what it is, old issues. But overhead consciousness is bringing this to everybody in this time of very rapid communications and humanity saying, we're done with this. We will not tolerate these wars, this abuse anymore. Let's take a deep breath for the very reason you're here on the planet. To bring that light that will affect change. And then it's up to the humans how they want to use it. But at least you did what you came here to do, shine that light. That's why you're here. And in staying here, and in us going forward into our next series, there are certain rights you have as a master, certain rights that I would like you to acknowledge, the right to abundance, the right to joy, the right to health, the right to be able to create and then uncreate, the right to know thyself and thy soul, the right to laugh, the right to turn everything over to wisdom whenever you choose to. The right to remember who you are. The right to leave the planet whenever you choose how you choose the death. The right to clarity. You have the right to clarity. To easily understand and assimilate anything, any energy situation in your life, the right to clarity. You have that right. You have the right to your own energy. It is yours. You have the right to it, where nobody else can interfere, but yet you're timid about that right. Is it really my energy? What do I have to do? You have the right. To have your energy serve you however you want. These are some of the basic rights as a master, as an embodied master, to stay on the planet. Let's take a deep breath with that. You have the right to your creativity, your intelligence, your spirit. in your soul, not to have them out there in the other realms anymore, but right here. You have the right to shift into and out of realities whenever you want. You have the right to your own, what you would call your own secret garden, your own place, that you can go anytime you just need to get away. You have the right to go there and to stay there as long as you want, without anybody saying, hey, come back, you got to take care of the world. No, you have the right to that quiet within yourself. Let's take a good deep breath. We'll continue to refine the master's rites. We want these succinct so we can go forward together, so you can know exactly what you're entitled to. And a constant reminder, and you have the right to freedom if you choose. Let's take a good deep breath for all we've done today, for the laughter, the humor, the conversation, the camaraderie, and the remembering. Let's take a good deep breath, and knowing that all is well in all creation. With that, I am Adamus of Sovereign Domain. Thank you.